Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Greetings, and welcome to Topically Yours on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul. I'm your host, Deirdre Schuler. Well, it's January 2020, and the weather outside is cold. And we've had some snowfall, and it looks like we may have some more. So we have to think of ways to warm up. And I guess the best way to do that is via movement. So I have as my guest Desmond Richardson, co-founder and artistic director of the Complexions Contemporary Ballet, who shares that spot with another co-founder and artistic director, Dwight Roden. Desmond Richardson was the first African-American principal dancer of the American Ballet Theater, gained a Tony Award nomination for his role in Fosse, and stood out in the Tony Award-winning production of After Midnight. He has performed at the Metropolitan Opera, Kennedy Center, the State Kremlin Palace, and Theater Maximo. He has been a celebrity guest performer and choreographer for productions such as the American Music Awards, the Academy Awards, City Center's Encore Series, and Italy's Amici, and international franchises, So You Think You Can Dance. Richardson has been featured by famed artists such as Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna, Elton John, and Aretha Franklin, and he has appeared in celebrated films such as the Oscar Award-winning Chicago, Julie Taymor's Across the Universe, and the recent independent film Fall to Rise. Well, since there are two co-founders and artistic directors, I also want to mention the background of Dwight Roden, whom the New York Times singled out as the most sought-out choreographer of the day. A Dalton, Ohio native, Roden began dancing at age 17. He performed with the Dayton Contemporary Dance Company, Le Ballet Jazz de Montreal, and as a principal dancer with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. In 1994, Roden and Desmond Richardson founded Complexions Contemporary Ballet and together have brought a unique brand of contemporary dance to the world for over two decades. Under Roden's directions, Complexions has become a dance institution high in demand, known for innovations and cutting-edge programmings. Roden has created over 80 ballets for Complexion, as well as for numerous other companies, including the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, Ballet Met, Dance Theater of Harlem, and Joffrey Ballet. He directed and choreographed performances for shows such as So You Think You Can Dance, E! Entertainment's Cirque du Soleil's Zumanity, and appeared in the film One Last Dance. The two artistic directors are about to premiere new works for the Complexions Contemporary Ballet, opening the company's New York City season at the Joyce Theater. And we'll be talking with Mr. Richardson about that today, but before we do, I want to mention that interested parties should know that the Complexions Temporary Ballet will be at the Joyce Theater from January 21 to March 3rd. The Joyce is located at 175 8th Avenue, which is on the corner of 19th Street in Manhattan, and tickets for the ballet range from $10 to $66 and can be purchased online at www.joyce.org and also by calling the Joyce box office at 212-242-0800. Well, I have Desmond Richardson waiting in the wings. He's been patient, and so it's my pleasure to have him on the show. So welcome to Topically Yours, Desmond Richardson.
I'm very, very well. Yes, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Well, you know, I like to start off by asking my guests a bit about their background and what inspired them to choose their profession. So can you share that with us?
Absolutely. But let's first start with when we open. We open actually tonight at the Joyce Theater, January 21st through February 2nd of 2020. Probably that was last year's, but we opened tonight to beautiful program with Love Rocks being the world premiere, and we will be beginning the program with Bach 25.
Okay, are you doing your fundraiser tonight too, or when is
No,
that?
That's on Thursday, on the 23rd this week.
On the 23rd. Okay.
Yeah, no worries. So what brought me to dance is, I guess, as they say, basically I was called to dance. I always have been dancing in our house and things like that, where I grew up in Queens, New York. But after seeing great performances, production of Margot Fonteyn and Rudolf Nureyev, I think it was the film where he was defecting and things like that, and they were showcasing his career. And I believe he was doing La Bayadeo or La Corsair, either one of those. And I just was enthralled and really, really mesmerized by his technical prowess, his look, all of those things. I didn't know much about like technical form, but I knew that it was something of a force to be. You know, a portion of. So I thought, to be reckoned with. So I thought that it was very, very something that I could relate to for some reason, and I wanted to know all about it. I really wanted to know how to do it. So thus I tried to find out all I could about dance, and it was actually through the help of my coach, my gymnastics coach, she said to me that I should research the High School of Performing Arts through my guidance counselor in eighth grade, and thus I went over to audition for the High School of Performing Arts in New York, and they accepted me in the school, and thus I had beautiful teachers who trained me from the word go. I had no training, so I was trained in classical ballet and jazz and waltz and so many different dance genres, and not to mention, you know, the education of dance, knowing the positions and all of those things. And so it was a big eye-opener for me.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, people see dance as graceful and effortless, but there's a lot of pain and hard work that goes into that, wouldn't you say?
Yes, for sure. But that's with, I think, with any physical activity that you do, there would be some sort of pain that goes with that. But really, you get over that. It's about following your passion, and you work through those pains or, you know, ailments or things like that. Because actually, once your body becomes accustomed to, or let's say acclimated to, taking class, meaning we are at the bar and ballet bar and, you know, taking class, your brain becomes attuned to what you need for your day. So that's very important. And it just makes you hyper aware. So your kinetic energy and mind is focused in on your body a lot, right? And not only that, but your heart, soul, and humanity has to be involved in that as well.
I would think so. Well, tell me how you and Dwight Roden met.
Dwight Roden and I met in the Albany Early American Dance Theater, where we were consistently put together because, A, I guess our technical abilities were matched. And so Alvin really liked the way we danced together, and many other choreographers like Ulysses Dove and John Butler and all that, Lara Lubavitch. We were always placed together. So thus we found this particular kinship in dance between he and I, because we never really had that sort of competition thing. We was always like, yes, if he's doing that, I want to do it that as well. And thus we just began to see Dwight choreographing on other company members in the company. And I thought, wow, his movement is just fantastic. I don't know where it's coming from, this brain of his. It's amazing, his creative brain. And I said, wow, this is something that I would love to be a part of. And so thus I asked him if I could, you know, learn some choreography. And thus he said, absolutely, let's try to work something out. And he began working choreography out on me. And then the journey began, because the moment that we got together in terms of the movement, there was an energy that was palpable between us. And whereas my creative movement and his choreography just worked together.
Is that when you decided to found the Complexions Contemporary Ballet?
Well, we founded Complexions Contemporary Ballet in 1994. I was actually going to be leaving the Albany LA company at that time. And we were told, actually, from Alvin, he said, you know, you guys are doing so many different works around, a pas de deux here, a trio here, a quartet here, why don't you put it all together in one show? And we didn't really have a name for the show, right? So we decided to put it all together. And it was just, at that time, it was called A Concept in Dance with no other name. And so thus, we were in the rehearsal room, and one of the dancers' father came through and said, wow, there's so much diversity in the room. Wow, what, someone's on point here. And there's a modern dancer here with this ballerina here, because that wasn't done, you know, back in the 90s, early 90s or early 80s. That fusion was not happening. And, you know, it was very compartmentalized. If you were a quote-unquote downtown dancer and an uptown dancer, meaning in the concert world, you know, you were at the ballet and working at New York City Ballet or ABT or Alvin Ailey, and then all the downtown companies were Taylor, Merce, Martha Graham, B.B. Cummings, you know, all of those, Blondo Cummings, B.B., all of those people. It was not an intermingling going on. And so we thought, well, why not? Because we're in a repertory company. Why can't we not have this fusion? And thus, I started as a street dancer, really, and we wanted to incorporate those particular styles, too. So thus, we were also both trained classically. So we said, why don't we just create this fusion? So Complexions was born in 1994, and one of the dancers' father said, you know, this is so complex in the room. And both Dwight and myself looked at each other, and we were like complexions. And that's how it was actually born. The name was born. And we shared that
name.
So
it wasn't about the you of the dancers, but the complexity of the dance.
Correct. The complexity of the dance, the people in the room, the music, all of those things. It was an amalgam of goodness in the room. And so we wanted to celebrate that because New York, being the melting pot or so-called melting pot of the world, we wanted to celebrate that. And I think that Dwight and I couldn't be any more different. So we wanted to really showcase that part of people's diversity and not only ethnicity, but, you know, how they look, how they produce their art, and how it transports the audience that are watching them.
Oh, interesting. So tell me a bit of the history of the company. How did you get your dancers? And if you want to name a few, go ahead.
How we received the name?
No. You just told me that. The name of some of your dancers?
Oh gosh. Some of our dances? So, I mean,
tell me a little bit of the history of your company.
What
is behind it and who some of the dancers are.
Oh, okay. So back in the day, we used to hire our friends, you know, from Sarita Allen to Wendy Whalen to just a plethora of people who have come through. And thus, these particular people already had careers and doing different things, like Jodi Gates from the Joffrey Ballet. But we asked them if they would actually do our show in 1994, and they came through, and it was really beautiful to have that. Now, thus, the company is not bred on that any longer. We are a nurturing company where majority of our dancers are in their 20s now, and they have gone through high school and college and, you know, looking at complexions as their company. And either many of them have come through our educational component, our summer intensives, our master classes that we do around the nation and internationally. Now the crux of the company is an amalgam of dancers from all over the world. We have two Italians and two Australians, three Japanese, one Chinese. You know, it's like that. It's an amalgam of people from around the world because we've toured internationally for the past. We're celebrating our 26th anniversary season, so we've toured many times, and so we have exposed not only complexions to America, but to international audiences who have thus, you know, sought us out throughout the years. And so now that's the base of the company. We're based in New York for now, but we are steadily looking for a home because we do not have one. We are New York bred, but we do not own a space in New York, and we are definitely looking forward to doing that either in New York or another state. But we will see how the universe conspires for that to happen.
Now, your music, you've used artists like David Bowie, some of his music, and I did play Bach as when we started the show. Have you used other people's music? I know this year you're using Lenny Kravitz.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think from the time we started, we've used so much of Bach, for sure. We've also used Beethoven. We used all the majority of the greats, from Rachmaninoff to Schubert to, now this year we're using Lenny Kravitz because there's a particular journey in his music that just connected to us. And the idea behind a lot of his music is love. And since we are moving into the age of Aquarius, we wanted to kind of feel that out, that finding those pieces of music that are indicative of love, because we're needing a lot more of that in the world. And so that's where it just manifested itself to us. Lenny is a friend of ours, and so thus we were able to connect with him and see if, in fact, he would really want this, his music shown through dance, you know, and for those audiences who generally hear his music on the radio or see a video or something like that, but to see movement to his music is very, very interesting. And I believe the way that Dwight has arranged the music is really beautiful, or the movement to the music is really beautiful. And it's a very transformative and inspiring work, Love Rocks.
Was Lenny excited to have that concept or his music put to dance?
Indeed, he was. I mean, when we talked, he was like, oh, my God, this is, sounds so fantastic. And he looks forward to seeing it, and I'm hopeful that he'll get a chance to see it soon. But he was very elated and super excited that we would even delve into his music, because, like I said, he's not I don't think anyone has done that before, but at least to my knowledge or his knowledge, in this sort of setting and this sort of platform in the concert world, so concert dance world.
Well, as you say, you're going to start off with Love Rocks when you open. That's part of Program A, and you're doing also Program B. I should say that from what I've been given, Program A will be on the 21st, the 22nd, the 24th, and then you're doing matinees on Saturday the 25th and Sunday. A Sunday night, 2 o'clock.
That's correct. That's correct. Yes, we're actually Love Rocks is the closer. The ballet Love Rocks is the closer to the music of Lenny Kravitz, and the opener is Bach, titled Bach 25, and that's part of Program A.
And what is part of Program B?
Program B will
also.
Yes, Program B will also be. Bach 25, and then it will go into Woke, a ballet that premiered last year, and we're bringing back to audience demand, and it's called Woke. Two various pieces of music, from a rap artist to more classical music, and it's an amalgam of different pieces of music.
Well, Bach is sort of from the Baroque period, right? I understand it's kind of a physical piece. Is that correct? And you're using
that is correct. Yes,
and the entire
for sure.
Symphony is made of many people.
16 dancers and 2 apprentices. All dancers, all women dancers, and a few men actually dance on point very well. And they are super strong, trained, many of them trained classically and in various other techniques as well. And as we know or don't, in this day and age with the younger dancers, they're so diverse. They can actually do so many different things because of the quote-unquote convention world, the convention dance world. And many of our dancers come from that sort of grooming. And conservatories. So it's a beautiful mix of just really interesting dancers. So I would, advise the audience to come and just be blown away by these young performers who have so much to say, and, you know, to let them transport you into a place that maybe you've never been before.
Well, you say you're doing dances to the music of Bach and Love Rocks and Woke. What is the essential? Is there something called Essential Parts, which is something of a compilation?
Yes, that is correct. Essential Parts is a compilation of many of older works of Complexions that are audience favorites, and we're bringing them back, and we're actually introducing a new piece called Elegy, which is an homage to, or just dedicated to, Dwight's mom and my mom, who actually passed away in 2017 in the same year. So, and that will be danced by the lovely Jillian Davis. And that will be the composer's Beethoven, the Moonlight Sonata.
So program A is the first week and program B is in the second week?
That's correct.
From Tuesday 26th to March 3rd?
Well, to March 3rd, no. Our dates are the 21st, January 21st through February 2nd. You have last year's scheduling.
Oh, I guess that's what they gave me.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it ends with a matinee, though. I hope that's correct.
That is correct. That is correct.
So tell me about the gala fundraiser that is going to be on the 23rd, you said?
The 23rd, yes. That is the gala fundraiser is more so for our educational component of Complexions, which we deal it really circles around our young people. We have pre-professional students who have been working with us for the past 3.5 weeks and will culminate in performance, in a performance that they will do on the 23rd. It's a new piece that they have learned and have worked with Dwight and I, and set by our alumni, Clifford Williams and Natia Kritsavatse.
Well, is the money that you raised, though, is that to also help travel and expenses?
Well, the money that we raised, well, of course, that's just, it goes to the organization, but more so for the evening, that is for specifically for our educational part of our company.
Okay, good to hear. Well, we have 3 minutes left in the show, so I want to again tell folks that if they want to buy tickets, they can purchase them online at www.joyce.org and also call the box office, which is 212-242-0800. And is there something I left out or anything that you want to talk about?
And just to reiterate that, tonight we open at the Joyce Theater, which is January 21st, and we are in the Joyce until February 2nd, 2020.
And where do you go from there?
We will go, I think we go to California, to Escondido. We have a few stops out, and then we are in Europe. We go to Latvia and Riga and Tallinn. A few other places, and then that will take us all the way through to, I believe, around May-ish or so, and then we begin our Germany tour, which will be on tour for about several weeks.
So you're going to be busy throughout the summer?
That is correct.
Well, sounds like you're going to have a wonderful season.
Well, we look forward to it.
Well, I'm going to go and see your show. I'm especially interested in seeing Love Rocks. So
awesome.
Yeah, and I do encourage
Well, we look forward
to
seeing you. Yeah, we look forward to having you in the house and having you experience it as well. But thank you so much.
Yes, I appreciate you being my guest today. And I thank my audience for making my topically yours on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. And we're going to end the show with Let Love Rule by Lenny Kravitz.
Love. Love. Is gentle. Let the road and love can conquer anyone. It's time to take a stand.
And you've been listening to the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.